We continue our learning. We're in Gittin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael, eino terech sheyomar, b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. So this we know already. A person delivers or get in Eretz Yisrael from one place to another, doesn't need to say the magic words. This was written and signed in front of me because, according to Rabbah, we've solved the issue of Bikin Lishma, because B'nai Eretz Yisrael are experts in writing get Lishma. And as well, we have Shayaros Metsuyos. We have caravans, people are traveling from one place to another, and there'll be edim available to be mekayim the get to verify the signature if necessary. Therefore, im yeshol of odorim yiskayim mechos mav. And therefore, if there are people who protest, the husband comes and contests the validity of the get, said maybe it's forged. So what do we do? Very simple. Bring the edim who are obviously available, and they will verify their signatures. Or maybe we have other edim who recognize these signatures. That's also acceptable. And this way we can ignore the irur, the protest of the Baal. However, if we don't, if there's no odorim, that no one's contesting the lid of the get, you don't need to be mekayim the get at all with its signatures. She can use this get and rely on this get and remarry because of aguna, the chachamim were mekil, that generally speaking, we try to do kiyum staros. But that's not necessary when it comes to a get. Of course, that's all where the get is in Eretz Yisrael, and we have the ability to verify the signatures if, in fact, there would come a time when the husband would claim that it's forged. So, but that's a kula we have for aguna. Generally speaking, we try to do kiyum shtaros when it comes to other types of documents. Hamevi get mimidinas hayam, person who brings a get from overseas, from chutz laretz, where we know from Mishnah Aleph that you have to say the magic words, but ve'eino yo. He cannot. Why? He's the Gemara gives an example. The get he gave to her. Let's say the get was given when the person is shaliach is delivering the get, and he gives her the get when he was in pikeach, full faculties, everything's working and functioning fine. But he wasn't able to get the words out. This agent wasn't able to get the words out. This get was written and signed in front of me until it became a mute. So he can't say anything. Or some claim no. Let's say you'd have to have such a case. It could be a case where he didn't see the writing or the signature. The people signed the get. He's just delivering the get, but cannot testify to that fact because he really wasn't there. So im yeshel of aidim yiskayim mechotz mav, which means that we don't allow the woman to remarry with this get until we verify the signatures that are written in the get. And the Gemara says, now, why is that so? Here you have a case, a get being brought from Medina Sayam. So now, verify the signatures, and everything is fine. Why is that fine? According to Rabbah, there's another concern. Maybe this get wasn't written L'shma, it's come chutz laretz. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a time after many years, people became experts L'shma, even in chutz laretz. Nonetheless, the shaliach, according to Rabbah, would have to say the magic words, either because he agrees with Rava, or because maybe the Chachamim didn't uproot their original takana, that you have to say those magic words because maybe it'll go back to the way it originally was. People will forget to write Lishma, and therefore that's why when it comes to someone who's delivering Gemini Nasayam and he can't say the magic words, so then we at least Lishma issue is taken care of because people are writing it in Lishma, but of course we need Adim to be Mikhaim the signatures. And if we don't have them, he should not be giving her the get. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalin. Echad gitei nashim ve'echad shechrurei avadim shavu lamolach v'lamevi. The get isha, which as we mentioned, and the get shechrur, an evit kanani we mentioned in the introduction, that an evit kanani also is emancipated through the giving of a get. That's a get, that's a bill of emancipation. And there are many halachos where we compare the get isha to the shechrur evit. And this is based on the fact that in Parshas Kedoshim, Vayikra, Perek Yutes, it says, oh, that's a reference to a Shivcha Kanane, specifically a Shivcha Harufa, but it's a non-Jewish maidservant, and we non-Jewish maidservant or slave has the same status, and it says the word la. And also over by when it comes to get, it says v'kasav la. So we have a gezera shava la, and we say like this, just like there are halachos that apply to a get isha, those halachos will apply to an eved kanani as well. That's what we call the gzera shava, la meisha. So one of the examples here, the Mishnah says that when it comes to the delivering of a get, makes no difference whether it's a get isha that's being delivered or a get shichur of an eved kanani. The halacha is that a shaliach who brings a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, or Chutz Laretz Eretz Yisrael, has to say the magic words, B'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechtam, because we want to verify the signatures. We want the shaliach is believed like two edim, so if the husband comes and contests the validity of the get, we don't pay attention to it at all. So this applies to this as well. A rabbi would say the same logic, which is a shtar shichur also has to be in lishma. That's derived, that's the la Meisha. So that's according to whether it's Rava or Rabba. Rabba says the concern was getting written Lishma. According to Rava, the concern of Edim have to be available to Mimikayim, the get. This is true both by get Noshim and Shechurei Avadim. The Zo Echad Ben Adrachim. This is one of the ways Sheshavu Yigite Noshim LeShechurei Avadim, that they are comparable to one another in that Salacha, that Molechu Mevi, if you bring it to Chutz Laretz, or you bring it from Chutz Laretz, you have to say the words, B'farechta, B'fanai Nechtam.